Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things, so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's chit chat. I'm going to be talking to you today about navigating truth via your internal compass. There is a lot of noise out there. It's hard to know what to understand, what's real, what's not. And it will continue to be confusing while we remain making our decisions solely in the mind. So that's what this chat's going to be about today. Navigating via our internal compass. What do I mean when I say that? So all of us have our own internal navigation system. We all have a body intelligence. It's unique to all of us. We all have different ways that this expresses. However, I also want to talk to you today about, I'm going to be mixing in the mind with navigating via your inner compass, because what blocks and stops many of us from navigating life with our internal compass is our mind-based conditioning. So I want to share with you today some ideas that will spark, you know, that whatever sparks within you is exactly what's meant to spark within you. So that's awesome. But it's the intention of this chat today is just to spark like an aha or like a curiosity piece, just like an exploration piece within you. Because while we have this mind-based conditioning, like while we keep going along with the same things that we think we know, it's very challenging to connect back to our inner compass, to our inner navigation system. All of us have the ability to navigate life as who we really are in our highest expression. And this will naturally express in, you know, what we want happening will just happen as a byproduct of being who we really are. And part of the process of learning to trust ourselves again is learning to trust this inner knowing, this intuitive guidance. And what I've realized is a lot of the time, this can be challenging because when you start learning, for example, about, well, the conversation we're having is through the lens of human design today. You know, we've all got our own strategies and authorities. If you don't know about human design, I love this shit. I fuck with this shit. That's why we're on this call. And if you would ever like a reading or anything along those lines, then I'm your gal. And also, this is a call from my Facebook community, the Human Design Library. So if you ever attend live, I have opportunities to actually work in a human design reading with my listeners. I have some exciting little giveaways and things like that. So that's always cool to know. But what I want to talk about is when you start learning about human design and you realize, oh, wait, we all have our own unique way of making decisions. We all have our own unique way of living and expressing and being, and we don't need to just do what we were told. We don't need to just believe what we were taught. There's actually an infinite amount of ways that things can happen and play out. The more that we learn about our inner guidance, so for example, I am a sacral authority. So in the gut, in the now, yes, or no, or maybe not right now, you know, that aha, that feeling in the gut. When you start learning about this shit, your ego starts learning about this shit. So your concept of self starts learning about the things that you're learning about. So this is where it can be tricky to decipher what the fuck is actually my gut and what the fuck is just my ego. And this is where we have to be okay with embracing the trial and error journey, regardless of what your energy type is, regardless of what your profile is in human design. Trial and error is the element that we must be willing to go into. And trial and error is simply entering into the unknown. And when we really experience a blow or feeling like we fucked up, it's usually because we had an expectation. So we had an expectation that things had to go a certain way. So the sweet spot with navigating the trial and error process of being human and through this process, reconnecting back to what our true intuition and our inner guidance system really is also a process of repositioning and understanding where expectation comes from. So as I said, expectation comes from an attachment to an outcome. We do this. This is a thought process, guys. So while right now what I'm talking about is how we navigate truth via our inner compass, it's also really, really key to recognize where the way we think about things plays into our ability to live alongside or tap into our intuition, or the fear we have of following our intuition. This is where our mind conditioning is actually really, really powerful to explore. So when you realize, wait a second, I have expectation. I feel like a failure, or I feel like I've made a mistake because I had a particular expectation. I had a desired outcome. There's nothing wrong with that. But can you remain detached and connected? You can have an image or like, oh, I hope it works out like that. But can you be okay with realizing you truly don't know how it's going to go out, how it's going to go? And the only thing you can control is yourself. You can't control other people. A lot of the time, what stops people following their intuition is that they base their worth off what other people think of them as well. So if you have a certain expectation about having a conversation with a loved one, because you're on your trial and error process, like perhaps this will be coming from your intuition, perhaps this will be coming from your ego. You will learn through the experience. You can't sit on the sidelines and expect to understand, oh, now I'm getting closer to my intuition. You have to be in the game. You have to be in the game to be able to feel the difference between playing the ego game and the intuitive knowing game. So you have to get your hands dirty. You have to get in there first and foremost. However, if you have a certain expectation about how things are going to go, and instead of focusing on let's feel into whether this is an ego game or intuition game, you're actually going to be more focused on the outcome than either. You're going to be more focused on the outcome than you're focused on the journey of realizing and recognizing and reconnecting to your inner guidance system. So if you have an expectation about how something's going to go, and then say you have a difficult conversation with a loved one, and they decide that that's not right for them, you might convince yourself that was ego so you can keep the safety of that relationship, because you don't want to, well, it's even actually the safety of maintaining an image of self. Because if you have a fallout with somebody and they go, I can't hold you in that, and say this was your intuition, just for an example, you made a hard decision based off intuition, and you were hoping this would bring you closer to somebody, and instead it didn't. And now this person, doesn't want to be friends with you anymore. This is the moment where our concept of self is going to be deeply challenged, because for a lot of us, this would be a real drama. We would have had a specific outcome, and this would mean tragedy, failure, mistake. I fucked up. This is when the concept of self comes in. Oh my God, you're such a bad person. You fucked up. You didn't do this. So you see how when you're more focused on an outcome, you can be less focused on really grounding in, feeling whether this was an intuitive decision or whether this was an ego decision. And what's the difference? What is the difference? Okay. Now, the difference also lies in your point of focus, because as I said, if you're more focused on maintaining safety, belonging, love and support from another person, and you're wanting to keep things, how they are. I've been in positions where I've had everything inside of me go, oh my God, I fucked up so bad. But you know what? It was so fear-based. It was so like, oh my God, I'm horrible. I'm bad. I fucked up. It was so like embedded with bullshit. And what I mean by that is if I ever did go back and go, oh my God, I'm sorry, I fucked up, it was a fear-based decision. So this is how you can recognize when your ego is running the show, because Oh God, I just picked my ear on camera. I didn't even realize that. Sorry, guys. Got a bit of a naughty habit there. However, I'm very comfortable here, so that's good. If you're not watching this video, then you didn't get to watch me pick earwax. Anyway, so that's so funny. But anyway, so what is motivating your decision? There's either two things motivating you at any one time. There's love and fear. So fear feels like fear. It's like, oh my God, it's like not enoughness, like not worthiness, like, oh my God, I fucked up. It's like seeing your mistakes as the worst thing in the world. You know why? Because all of this is also about us. It's about maintaining a concept of self. It's not about living out a dream. It's not about making an impact. It's about maintaining an image. So you can see if you step out of the moment, like that you're in a feeling a certain way and you go, wait, what's the big picture here? Am I acting in congruence with, like, say you were deciding you wanted to, you know, knuckle down on something else in your life and this was just what made sense for you and this person isn't supporting that, that's okay. But in the moment, if you're like, oh my God, I fucked up so bad, I'm such a bad person, you're choosing to maintain a concept of self over a long-term vision. So this is a really cool perspective to take on navigating whether your truth is coming from an internal intuition or whether it's coming from mind-based and fear-based conditioning. Now, when you're following your intuition, it can feel a variety of ways. This is the thing. Like when you follow your intuition, you can still feel hurt. You can still feel sad. You can still feel heartbroken. But there's also a feeling of neutrality to that. There's a feeling of, like peace to that, which is quite interesting. So even if you make a mistake, which you will, this is human, like the human process is how we learn. When you're leading with your intuition, when you're actually leading and making decisions with your intuition, you may feel an array of different emotions, but it won't be reactive. It won't be fear-based. You won't be motivated by monologues in your head about not being good enough or even someone else not being good enough. So I also like to put a little twist of, is the monologue, the conversation you're having about yourself or somebody else, based in love or fear? And you can definitely see whether when you're saying, oh, I feel bad if I don't do this. Fear. I think I've made a mistake. I think I might have hurt them forever. Fear. Fear, fear, fear. Whereas what you have to recognize is that whatever is meant for you will not ever, ever miss you. And whatever's meant for you is also equally measurable to whatever you're willing to transcend, whatever cycles, whatever like journeys you're willing to go on where you are able to let go of that concept of self. Because the truth of the matter is that you may be in a stage in your life where you're really living in your ego, you know, fear is running the show, very defensive, a lot of unconscious habits, a lot of projections. You may be the one doing all these things and you may not realize that you're losing beautiful friendships. That's okay though, because guess what? If it's meant for you, it will never leave. So, you know, whatever your timeline is, you may be able to look back and, you know, through your journey of growth and you'll be learning to love yourself for that. You won't be feeling shame and guilt about your past. You'll just be like, wow, that's where I was at. And I'm okay with it because look at where I am now. And what you'll realize is that any friendships or relationships that are meant to be there in your life, and it's not wrong if they're not meant to either, because some things just aren't meant to be a long-term thing. Some things are more temporary. We have to realize that everything, all the like expectations are based off stories. And usually when we have a negative reaction, even when we make a mistake, guys, even when we make a mistake, when we're having a severely negative reaction, it's because we're imagining and the worst case scenario. And what you have to realize is the universe doesn't work like that. We're not chucked into worst case, worst case, worst case. It's actually always best case, best case, best case. It's just how are we interpreting it? Because if we say we deeply desire XYZ, but we're currently not being somebody who can hold XYZ, you can bet the universe, God, will send you the fucking things you need. It may not be what you want, but it will be what you need. So you have to realize that even if it feels like you're getting hit left, right, and center going down, this is always an opportunity. You're always getting better. always. This is just one of my foundational beliefs. And this is really what I wanted to touch on too. I really wanted to explore some foundational beliefs with you guys. It is so powerful, the seeds of thought that you choose to put in your mind, because even like I believe that a part of the process of reconnecting to your intuition is actually cultivating a healthy mindset. So that is really what the process is. It's deconditioning. So the process of connecting back to your body isn't ignoring your mind, isn't blocking out your mind. It's reshaping your mind entirely. It's reshaping your belief systems. It's reshaping the way you think about things. And as you intentionally reshape the way that you think and perceive all of these things, you create an intentional environment within your mind that is supportive of your intuition. Now you're in a place where you're in alignment, because your mind and the idea of yourself, ego, this concept of self is personality, which by the way is not bad or wrong. It's just that when we haven't intentionally created this idea of ourselves, we're usually reacting from conditioning, reacting from how we were taught to be, and reacting from fear. What we want is to create an intentional space where our core personality shines with love, compassion, and trust and faith. And we just, the way we express is completely different. So while naturally when we ground into love and compassion, we release fear, we're going to naturally connect to our intuition. So it's not a process of ignoring the mind to reconnect with your inner truth and your inner compass. It's a process of being very intentional with your mind about what you're what you're grasping and what you're attaching meaning to and where your beliefs are actually at. And obviously, what's the first step to this process is honesty, radical honesty. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to realize that whatever the fuck, like wherever the fuck you're feeling blocked and resistant is due to where we're deceiving ourselves. It's not anyone else that's the problem. We're deceiving ourselves. There is a level of deceit in what I mean by that is not meeting ourselves where we're at. So at every moment, we're being who we really are, okay? And we're not being who we really are based off solely thought and what we think about ourselves and what we think we are, but in how we act. How we express, are we reacting or are we responding? Your action shows you your belief, not what you think. So this is one of the processes and one of the ways that I was able to unblindside myself, to get radically honest, was I stopped paying attention to what I thought about myself. I stopped holding truth in what I thought about myself, and I started looking at my actions. So for example, if I thought I'm a really good friend, and then in my life, I'm not getting invited to things. I have no one really around me. This is literally a true story. You know, I'm going back to high school. I remember a period there where I still remember this, because this is exactly how much I was grasping on to thinking what I knew about myself. I remember I lived out of town, and my group of friends that I hung out with at school, they all went to this waterfall near where I live. And no one invited me. And I had this thought and belief of I'm such a good friend. So, of course, I was looking for evidence of that. And the way to look for evidence for that when I'm not getting invited to things is to project that onto my friends and go, these people are so terrible. It's so rude. They didn't invite me. They do not care about me. So you see how I created, through the meaning that I was placing on my experience, I created meaning that built evidence for the fact that I was a good friend. Okay. So because I was like believing my head and my mind, I wasn't actually looking at the actions of what was happening around me with like as an observer. Like I didn't separate myself from my mind to observe something and just get curious about it. So eventually, because this wasn't a one-off thing, this was a regular thing, I had to get real with myself. I had to realize I was the common denominator. I am the one. Like I'm the common thing going on here. So what I realized was I didn't have to take this shit personally. It didn't have to mean anyone was bad. Didn't have to mean my friends were bad or I was bad. So I separated myself from my mind. So I wasn't focused on building evidence for the fact that I'm a good friend. And instead I played devil's advocate with myself. I was like, what if I'm not a good friend? And then I realized where where I was blindsiding myself, where I wasn't being honest with myself, because I was just blindly believing that I was a good friend, not looking at the action and like the environment and the relationships around me to actually observe and see whether that was the case. And I was able to clock so many things about myself. I was able to recognize where I was very needy because I had very low levels of self-love and self-worth. So I was like, the energy that I was bringing off around people was, I need you to be a certain way for me. So that's fucking exhausting, isn't it? And then, like, again, if I have this like instant attitude of like, you're so rude, people don't want to be around me as soon as they make me feel a certain way, which I'm putting little quotations up with my hand right now, because I do not believe anyone makes us feel anything. But at the time, that's how I experience my emotions. So if someone, quote unquote, makes me feel a certain way and I just automatically assume they're rude and bad, why the fuck would they want to hang out with me? I had to realize these patterns and habits in my mind. And I was like, oh my God. And when I stopped making myself bad and wrong for it, or other people bad and wrong for it, I was just neutral. I was like a neutral observer. It was like I was watching my life from third person. This is how I do a lot of my inner work. I detach myself. I detach myself and I observe myself from a place of neutrality, not from a place of figuring out who's right and wrong. If you're in the fucking mentality of trying to figure out who's right and wrong, I can tell you that you're not grounded in truth and that you're not grounded. Like, but also, to discernment with this conversation, also, while you may not be grounded in truth, you're also equally presented with opportunity. Because guess what? That, again, is another way of thinking. If you're constantly thinking through the lens of who's right and who's wrong, then there has to be a victim and there has to be a hero. There has to be someone who's good and there has to be someone who's bad. What if you just detach from all of that? These are human stories. These are human ideas. We are spiritual beings in human bodies. So you can still, as a human being with a personality, like have what you believe is right and wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you're detached from it, so you're not going through this punishment cycle of blame, shame, and guilt upon yourself or upon others, it becomes so much lighter, so much more fun. You get way more curious. Things get way more exciting. Because for me, when I stepped aside from myself, and I recognized also that another thing was, I was trying so hard to be liked because I didn't like myself. I was like, I need other people to like me. I also was very like vanilla, you know, like I blended in to the point where, where's my fucking personality? So like, why does someone, no one really wants to hang out with somebody who has no fucking personality. Like we actually love the like life. When you're living life to your fullest, I believe, is when you've got that friction point of difference. Like contrast is life. So we actually want to be around people who we don't know how they're going to be sometimes. Like obviously there's definitely an element of like, you know, take what you will from this conversation. Because if you apply this to certain scenarios, of course not. But what I'm saying is we love difference. We do as people, we really do. It's just that a lot of us, like a lot of the conditioning is based on fear of difference and we're trying to blend in because also we're trying to get our worth from outside of us. So we vanilla the fuck out of ourselves. And then we wonder why no one wants to invite us to parties because we would not add any flavor or pizzazz, baby. That's why. Anyway, so, oh gosh, I've really gone. This is a funny thing. Whenever I have a conversation, it just goes a billion directions, but I'm definitely going to land the plane. Don't you worry. It's all going to come back together and it's all going to just perfectly marry up. However, so what I'm saying is if you just take what your mind says as true, you have no way of being able to reshape the way you think because you're always just going to be building evidence for what you think you already know. And that's why I love the idea that the less you know, the more you know. I really believe that because the more space you create in your life to just like not attach meaning and is this right, is this wrong, and judgment basically onto everything, the more fun you have because you're not like attached to everything. You're just there like observing and you get to observe the curiosity of human difference and see it through this kind of fun lens instead of such a serious lens of I need to figure out what's right and I need to figure out what's wrong and I need to do this. There's a lightness to you when you detach because what I mean by detach, it's not avoidance. It's simply being okay with unknowns. It's simply being okay with not knowing exactly how things are going to go. And when you don't attach your worth to how things are going to go, it's so fun. It's so fun. And all of this stuff I'm talking to you about, again, are just ideas, but just ideas. I don't even know. Like at one end of a conversation, they're just ideas, but on the other end, holy fuck, they're just ideas. Like the ideas that you seed into your mind and allow to grow are literally how you're going to see the world. So, and that this is the creativity of our mind. Like we have the ability to create stories about everything around us and meaning around everything around us. And I think that most people are more focused on being right or wrong based off what they think they know than they are having fucking fun. That's what I realized. When I realized, wait a second, there's something more to this than just being right. What the fuck even happens when I'm right? Nothing. I want to learn how to play a game that I enjoy. And that meant that instead of just like taking what I thought I knew, like, you know, oh yeah, that's what I know, I was actually the opposite. It was like complete devil's advocate game. Do I know that though? And there was a lightness to it because I was realizing that this is okay. Like this trial and error process is actually fun when we stop thinking we know everything, when we realize that, hey, I'm not a bad person if I do this. And if you have a strong belief that, you know, people that do X, Y, Z are good and people that do X, Y, Z are bad, you have a choice, which is to keep building evidence for those beliefs. And this is where most people are like, I need to solve this problem. I'm like, that's not a problem, honey. That's a mindset. That's a mindset. A lot of the problems we're trying to solve are not problems. They're just distractions that keep us in the same way of seeing and thinking. The way you see is based off the meaning you place on things, and the meaning you place on things comes from your mind. So while this conversation, as I said, I'm going to wrap it up and bring it back together like a beautiful gift, is about navigating your like life through your inner compass and through your intuition, the real game that we're playing is that like we have to realize that there's nothing to fix with our intuition. I think a lot of the time it's like, oh, how do I feel this? Well, what you have to do is you have to intentionally reduce the noise in here, and alarm bells are going to be going off left, right, and center if we keep believing what we think we know. So it's about reshaping the way we see by reshaping the way we think. And then when we create intentionally a personality, an idea of ourselves that's based in love and compassion, you'll have no problem engaging in a trial and error process because you have your own back at every turn. That means you take radical responsibility for your mistakes. What that doesn't mean is you shame, blame, and guilt yourself or others. So that means when you make a mistake, it's not a whole huge deal. You're not demoralizing yourself. You're not demoralizing yourself. You're not taking yourself down the lane of punishment. Instead, you just recognize, oh, wow, I've seen where the way that I am being right now is not marrying up with what I want, with what I desire. I desire deep connections, relationships like this with deep intimacy, blah, blah, blah. I can see that the way that I've behaved and acted here is not in alignment with that. And all you have to do is clock it and go, whoa, wow. And, you know, the people that, well, what's that quote? It's like the people that matter don't mind, and the people that mind don't matter. And that's also coming into relationships, and there's a whole conversation on that. But truly, you just can't fuck it up, okay? Like somebody who's walking the path of truth, like what they've created this mind based in truth, based in love, guys, based in compassion, releasing judgment, releasing fear, no longer holding on to the idea of right and wrong. They won't feel like you've hurt them or done anything to them. They know that you're on your own journey. So you just don't have to worry about this minute moment of having a potentially a wrong conversation, like a conversation where you end up recognizing that was actually ego. You haven't destroyed a relationship, because if it was meant to be, it will always be there. It'll always come back. Sometimes things come, you know, they go away and come back. Sometimes they go away and they never come back. What you have to realize is that you can't control everything. What you can control is who you be. That should be your focus. Your focus should not be on controlling all the interactions around you and how they go. Your focus should be on who am I being? Not who do I think I am? Who am I being? I want XYZ relationships where there's open and honest communication. However, whenever my partner shares XYZ things, I project and I get defensive. So The way that I'm acting, does that align with what I desire? No. And if you become a third observer to this, you don't have to shame, blame, and guilt yourself. That's the thing that stops most people. Okay, I'm going to keep repeating myself. The shame, blame, guilt cycle. Holy fucking shit, it took me a while to get out of that one. And whenever I recognize shame, blame, or guilt creeping in, I've gotten so good at clocking it that I'm just like, unsubscribe, because I don't need to punish myself to learn. I get to observe and then take new action according to the lesson that I receive. Sometimes you'll learn the lesson through doing, like through connecting to your intuition, and you'll realize, oh my God, that was my intuition. I trusted it. And holy shit, look what happened. And you'll realize that lesson that way. Or sometimes you'll make a quote unquote mistake and you'll lead with your ego, but you'll still get a beautiful lesson. There's no way you can lose. And the people that mind don't matter, and the people that matter don't mind. Yeah, I thought it got the other way around for a second. So I'd be less concerned with what other people think of you on this process. And the reason I'm talking about this is because I definitely recognize this is what stops so many, because we're so concerned with things we cannot fucking control. Your focus is on you. Connecting to truth and navigating truth via our inner compass requires us to change the way we think, to change the stories. And when our mind and our body work in harmony together, that's when we have our strongest connection to our intuition. As soon as fear comes in, it's very hard to connect to our intuition. And that's why making a decision from a place of fear never fucking works. It never gets you anywhere. Because when you're making a decision from a place of fear, there's literally like, you're just so bamboozled, you don't know what to do. It's best to go change your state. It's best to go, okay, I'm feeling fear right now. I'm not making a decision from a place of fear. Absolutely not. So I'm going to go feel myself, get back into my groove, restabilize, remove, like come back to myself and then come and just keep doing that. You keep bringing yourself back. Keep bringing yourself back. You have the ability to do this. We're not just at the mercy or at the whim of fear, because fear is coming from the mind, and we have the ability to shape our mind. We have the ability to mold this bad boy. We are not at the mercy of our mind. We are actually the creator. Now, that was a fucking awesome conversation, if I do say so myself, because I think a lot of the time, well, I think what would have been something that I would have thought about hearing, like, that the title of this conversation was going to be navigating truth via inner compass, I would have thought, oh yeah, we're going to be learning more about, like, the different authorities in human design. But what we really focused on today was the mind conditioning, because that's the key. The key is to break down our conditioning. And I will say this again, that where the game really is, it's a you versus you game, always, always you versus you game. And when I say you versus you, it's your concept of self, the mind conditioning, versus this immovable force that is really you, that's here to express in a unique way. So you want to be molding your mind to be compassionate, kind, loving, overly generous with your assumptions, but also on the other end of that, see, if we focus too much on how other people respond to us and we go, oh my God, this person's not going to like what I have to say. Again, we're not focused on us, are we? We're focused on other people. Because sometimes you're going to be like saying, hey, I don't like this and I don't want this. And people will make that a whole thing. And you'll be able to see where people's minds are not based in love, because they'll start judging you and projecting. That's not for you to focus on. Stop focusing on where you think someone's out of alignment and start focusing on where the fuck you're out of alignment, because that's the thing you have control over. I noticed that too. A lot of the time people get more focused on other people than they do on themselves. You versus you always. When you create a mind and a space that allows for your true authentic self to express, what you're really learning to accept is the unknown. Because guess what? You know what's really funny about this? Human design is so cool in the sense of you get a picture, like a picture, a visual idea of personality, you know, personality and like, you know, conscious and unconscious mind and all that stuff, that's great. But just because we learn about our unconscious mind or our unconscious personality, because it's the conscious personality and the unconscious, doesn't mean we'll ever fully understand it because it's unconscious. So we have to be okay with surprising ourselves. Like when we start naturally expressing, sometimes we literally won't know what's going to come through, because when you're really in flow with yourself, you're not going to be thinking before you do things. You're just going to be doing things from your intuition. So this is the state that I'm talking about. When you're your mind isn't making decisions anymore, it's truly incredible. But also the space of your mind, it better be based in love, because if you do something that you surprises you and you've still got a little demon in there, boom, that shit's going to come out. And that's an opportunity though, because that's where we are able to recognize, huh, that just came through. I didn't realize that I was holding truth in XYZ. And now you have the new awareness. And with that new awareness, you have the opportunity to take, to like reframe and to be willing to like hold the faith and hold a new perception and belief on something, and then take new aligned action. And how, what you, that's the whole process of really transcending. Transcending. It's like releasing thoughts, and sometimes they'll come back, but you won't be holding truth in them anymore. And that was obviously a very simple version, but it's also not as complicated as I think we make it out to be. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. I loved it, and I'm going to wrap it up now. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day, wherever you are.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram. Check out my page. I even have TikTok going as well. Go to my platform. See what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.